you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring live music recorded in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music and IMRP Sing. Hi there. In today's episode, we feature singer-songwriters Ashley Young and Ray Saragossa. Both performed at the Ok Rock Festival in Juneau, Alaska in 2023. This exceptional festival, organized by the Tlingit and Haida Tribal Government and Juneau Arts and Humanities Council, stands as the sole Indigenous music festival in Alaska. First up is Ashley Young, a Tlingit musician based in Anchorage, Alaska. Ashley's journey as an artist is deeply intertwined with their cultural heritage. Coming from a background where their grandparents suffered from the effects of assimilation, Ashley's music is a means of reclaiming and celebrating their Indigenous identity. Through their songs, Ashley explores the complexities of being a contemporary artist with deep cultural roots. Ashley's talent and dedication to their craft have not gone unnoticed. They were recognized by the Anchorage Daily News as a potential breakout star in 2023. Additionally, Ashley was nominated for Best Female Singer by the Anchorage Press in 2022. Their performance at the all-female music festival Babe Fest in Juneau further solidified their place as a rising star in the music industry. Ashley Young on electric guitar and vocals was joined on stage by Rick Radom on bass and drummer Shane Russell, recorded live at the Ok Rock Festival in Juneau, Alaska in 2023.
Thank you so much for being here today. Ok Rock, how are we feeling? Day three.
You come for me.
Goodness, jeez. This next song is called Dancing on the Words. Cheese. I grew up in Alaska, but I spent 13 in Boise, Idaho, and I decided that it was time for me to leave the desert, because she is an ice block. She is from Alaska. She does not do heat like that. I also decided to leave my teaching career, which I loved. I was an art teacher. Shout out educators. Okay. But I needed to carve out room for music, and most painstakingly, I had to make the decision to leave my partner of 6 years and best friend of 15, because I thought sometimes you have to make the decision and, you know, realize that it's the most loving thing that you could do to separate when you find that your lives are on different trajectories. And it was one of the most painful decisions that I've ever had to make. But I came to Alaska to be with my family again, to be near ancestral lands again. Yeah, thank you. This song called Phony.
You might lose if you're only acting a phony, like you didn't come here to win. I know you came for something. I know you put chips in. Don't pretend like nothing's on the line. I won't feel fine the first time that you don't walk in with that grin. I never wanted to feel like this, but you made me. No, I made me. You can't make me do nothing. What if I never find out that what I did was right? What if time never shows me, and I ride into the night? Might not, and that's alright. Might not, and that's alright. Might not, and that'd be fine. Might not, and that's alright.
I wrote this next song about someone that I had a crush on the, I knew for 5 days. It's not the only song about this person either. That is so not unlike me. It's called Spare Moment.
Broken by the love you gave. Ever since you took that love away, the love away, I haven't got a moment, don't know, not what to spare.
This is my James Bond theme song. So when James Bond is a black woman and the theme song is made from an indigenous woman, this is what you'll hear.
Do you know my face? Can you see it in my eyes? Memories that I've erased, had a sorrow tomorrow for time's sake. Save me from seeing the dust that's blowing and the rain is muddy. I couldn't say what time of day it was. Wait for all of it to wash out. Can you see the coming cars? How long till we all just fall out? I'm feeling like it was done from the start.
This next song Rick and I co-wrote for Parlor in the Round. Shout out Parlor in the Round. If you don't know what it is, look it up. We're going to have a great season in Anchorage. And so, yeah, this song is called 60.
Hoping that you remember why we fight. Can we make it? Will we brave this run? You can't say this is fun. Oh,
on the drums, everybody.
Been listening to Ashley Young and her band performing at the Auk Rock Festival in Juneau, Alaska. Our next artist is Ray Zaragoza, who has been gaining recognition in the music industry for her soulful and politically charged folk music. Originally from Manhattan, Ray moved to Los Angeles at a young age, drawing inspiration from her diverse heritage. Her mother is an immigrant from Japan, and her father is of Mexican and Native American Odom descent. This unique background has deeply influenced her music and lyrics. Using her music as a platform to express her identity as a woman of multicultural heritage, Ray Zaragoza gained attention in 2016 for her song In the River, which protested the Dakota Access Pipeline, shining a spotlight on timely social and environmental issues. In a tiny desk concert at NPR, Ray Zaragoza not only demonstrated her musical abilities, but also advocated making live music more affordable for concertgoers by lowering ticket prices and other costs associated with attending a live concert. Ray is currently contributing to the music of Netflix's Spirit Rangers, a series featuring all Native American writers and cast. In 2021, she was awarded the Rising Tide Award by the International Folk Music Awards presented by Folk Alliance International. The Rising Tide Award celebrates a new generation of artists who inspire others by embodying the values and ideals of the folk community through their creative work, community action, and public voice. Enjoy the music of Ray Zaragoza performing at the Auk Rock Festival in Juneau, Alaska in 2023.
Mm-hmm.